Hey everyone, my name is Gabe. Welcome to Studio Plastrum, the place where learning English is always fun. Now, when was the last time you went to bed hungry because your family couldn't afford to buy food? For most of us, if we are hungry, we eat whatever we like eating. All right, so maybe if you're a little bit hungry, you might just go and grab a snack, right? Well, it's hard to imagine that there are many people around the world who don't have that luxury. It's hard to imagine what it would be like to grow up in a country that has very little food or a country with poverty. Well, yesterday, we learned that half of the world's children live in poverty. We also learned that Plan International is trying to help eliminate all the poverty in the world. That is a great goal. Well, today we're going to continue this lesson. First, we're going to find out how Plan International provides an education. This is very important. And then we will learn how this organization prepares for natural disasters and how it helps supply water and sanitation. Well, let's get started with our first reading of the day.
Plan International. Education. In 2013, Plan trained over 67,500 education workers and helped construct and repair 2,741 schools. Plan also works to provide early education for children 8 years old and younger in targeted communities. They find that early education greatly helps children and enables them to reach their full potential. Plan strives to establish gender equality in classrooms to eliminate discrimination along with teaching children their rights. Natural disasters. In 2013, one of the strongest typhoons ever recorded hit the Philippines, and many communities were caught off guard and destroyed. Some communities, however, had been trained by Plan.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一重点我们来看的是 discrimination 这个名词。DIS 这个字首有分开的意思，所以 discrimination 是指歧视或者是区别对待。例如 racial discrimination remains in many places around the world. 种族歧视的问题在世界许多国家中仍然持续存在。或者是 Diane sued her company for sex discrimination.Diane 控告公司对他有性别歧视。接下来我们看的是 caught off guard 这个成语。caught 是 catch, C-A-T-C-H, 抓住、逮着这个动词的过去分词，意思是指被逮到。off guard 是指不警惕，所以 caught off guard 是指在不留意的时候被逮到了，或者是碰到某件事情。例如 ,we were caught off guard and hit by the car behind us.我们没有留神的时候被后方的车子给撞上了。这个句子也可以用主动式，例如 The screenwriter knows how to catch the audience off guard. 这位剧作家知道如何让观众出其不意。
Hey everyone, I'm Rebecca. Now yesterday we started learning about Plan International and it was very interesting seeing what they are doing to fight for the rights of children. Well today we're going to continue this exciting lesson.
And children have a right to education. No matter where you are in the world, whether you're a guy or a girl, you have a right to be educated. We read here in 2013, Plan trained over 67,500 education workersand helped construct and repair 2,741 schools. Now, just to review, one of those words is a round number, and the other one is not. It's more exact.
Well, our lesson further reads, Plan also works to provide early education for children 8 years old and younger in targeted communities. Now, we need to take a moment and look at this word, targeted. Now, oftentimes when I see the word target, I think of maybe I have something and I'm throwing it at a target. But that's not what the word targeted means here, is it?
That's right. They have a goal in mind, a certain group of people that they plan to reach. For example, we like to target high schoolers with our studio classroom lessons. Of course, anybody can watch, and we are glad that you do, but we try to target around the high school age.
So how is Plan International helping with gender equality in Pakistan? Let's find out with a video. The words will appear very fast, so make sure you pay attention.
My age is 15 years old, my sister is 14 years old. Then I have a क्योंकि वो आगे पढ़ लिख ले और फिर उसकी शादी की जाए इतनी कम उम्र में उसकी शादी हो रही है उसके लिए तो मैं कुछ नहीं कर
दो साल पहले प्लान इंटरनेशनल ने लड़कियों की तालीम के हसूल के लिए नॉन फॉर्मल एजुकेशन सेंटर कायम किए हैं इस वक्त 11,000 से ज्यादा लड़कियां प्लान इंटरनेशनल के तहत कैंप शुदा नॉन फॉर्मल एजुकेशन सेंटर में तालीम हासिल कर रही हैं
एमएफई सेंटर में टीचर्स भी अच्छी हैं और पढ़ाई भी बहुत अच्छी है और जो हमें तालीम मुफ्त दी जा रही
دوست بس مزاق کر رہے تھے ہم تو بیمارے بن گئے پر لیکن میں نہیں جانتا ہوں نہیں سمجھتا جو میں سمجھتا ہوں کہ پڑھائی لازمی ہے کیونکہ کوئی غلط کام تو ہے کوئی نقل شعور یہ انسان بھی اپنے بہتری واسطے تعلیم تو لازمی ہے
ہم پاکستانی لڑکیاں بھی اور لڑکیوں کی طرح ہیں ہمیں ناچنا کودنا کھیلنا اور یہ خوبصورت پھول پسند ہے سب سے اہم بات یہ ہے کہ ہم تعلیم حاصل کرنا چاہتی ہیں تاکہ ہم آگے بڑھ سکیں اور ملک و قوم کی ترقی کے لیے کچھ کر سکیں پاکستان کی ایک نوجوان لڑکی ہوں اور میں اس بات کو یقینی بنانا چاہتی ہوں کہ پاکستان کی اور تمام لڑکیاں بھی تعلیم حاصل کریں
میں خواتین کے تعلیم کے حاصل کرنے میں حق ہوں
Okay, well, let's move on to another thing that affects people living in poverty. Actually, natural disasters affect all of us. Now, you might know some natural disasters, but it's good to know these words to talk about them in English. One kind is a hurricane or a typhoon.
Yes, and another one that comes to my mind is a snowstorm, also known as a blizzard.
That's right. I don't know if you've ever been in a blizzard before. I would not want to experience this natural disaster. Maybe if you're living in Iceland or somewhere close to a volcano and it erupts or explodes, that is also considered a natural disaster.
There is one more natural disaster that comes to my mind, and that is a tornado. I have never been in a tornado, and actually, I'm afraid of tornadoes.
Okay, and there are many more natural disasters. We don't like talking about natural disasters, but they are some useful words to know in English. Well, right now, we'd like to go to the info cloud and find out where this word disaster came from.
Disasters are terrible things. They can result in widespread destruction and suffering for many people.
Of course, disasters are caused in many different ways by many different things. For instance, there are natural disasters and man-made disasters.
And what about disasters caused by the unfavorable position of stars and planets? Never heard of those? Let's break down this word disaster and learn more.
Okay, disaster's root comes from the Greek word astro, meaning star. Add to this root the negative D-I-S prefix, and you've got disaster, a word which originally meant great misfortune caused by the evil influence of a star or planet.
Now, your modern-day dictionary probably won't tell you this because disaster hasn't been used in this way for centuries.
But if your dictionary does have this definition, it's likely followed by the letters OBS. This is telling you that the definition is obsolete.
But when you think about it, this meaning of disaster, that the position of stars and planets influences people's lives, isn't as obsolete as you'd think.
That's true. Now, I'm told that these days, horoscopes are as popular as ever. So maybe disaster's ancient meaning will make a comeback.
我们先来看 disaster 这个字。Disaster 是灾难，灾难有分 natural disasters 天灾跟 man-made disasters 人为的灾难。那如果我们来看这个字的希腊字跟 aster， 它表示 star， 字首 dis 有着负面的意思，表示反对或抗拒，所以 disaster 原本的意思是星星的位置不对。原来古人是观察星象来预测未来，如果发现星星的位置不对，那就表示灾难要来临了。那这个定义呢，有些字典上会列出来，但后面它会标上 OBS， 代表 obsolete， 就是过时的、老式的用法。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks guys. Well, we have more to learn right after this.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Studio Classroom. Now, although millions of people in the world live in poverty, Plan International is trying to do something about it. In 2013, Plan trained 67,500 education workers and helped construct and repair 2,741 schools. That is a lot, and they are doing so much more.Let's find out what other things Plan International is doing right now.
Plan International. They were alerted by cell phone and evacuated quickly. These communities suffered significantly fewer casualties and also recovered faster. And then they assisted neighboring communities.Water and sanitation. Many people around the world have neither clean water to use in their homes nor proper toilets. Plan found that at least 1.2 million children, 5 years old and younger, die from diseases related to poor sanitation every year. To change that, Plan works to create new water sources, construct proper toilets, and provide education about sanitation.
OK， 其实我们看的是 evacuate 这个动词。evacuate 是指疏散、撤离或者是清空。例如 ，When the blackout happened, the people in the building were safely evacuated。当断电发生时，大楼里的人都被安全的疏散。它的名词是 evacuation，E-V-A-C-U-A-T-I-O-N。例如 ，The evacuation procedure was carefully designed to ensure everyone's safety。疏散计划经过精心的策划，以确保每个人的安全。最后我们看的是 sanitation 这个名词 ，S-A-N-I-T 这个字根有健康的意思，所以 sanitation 是指卫生或者是环境卫生。例如 ，All restaurants need to follow the sanitation regulations to keep their permits。所有的餐厅都必须遵守公共卫生的规定，才能够持有许可证。或者是 poor sanitation caused the spread of the contagious disease， 恶劣的环境卫生造成了这个传染病的散播。And now let's go back to our teachers.
So here in our lesson we read, they were alerted by cell phone and evacuated quickly. These communities suffered significantly fewer casualties and also recovered faster. We're going to pause there for a moment because we want to talk about this word suffer. If you suffer from something, that means you just experience something bad or unpleasant.
That's right. You could also use the word endure. Maybe you've had to experience or endure something. Now, Rebecca just said if you suffer from something. So, for example, you could suffer from an illness, like a cold. Now, here in our lesson, you don't see the word from. It says they suffered casualties. They suffered fewer casualties. So you can use this word to mean endure. For example, you might have to suffer pain of some kind. Maybe you suffer, even you suffer criticism from other people.
So you could also say, although Tim is still very young, he suffers from heart problems. That's unfortunate, but
okay.
It's another way you could use the word suffer.
And so the heart problems are causing him to suffer. He suffers from heart problems. You could also say he has suffered heart problems without the word from. Okay, well, let's talk about this next word, recover, okay? If you recover, that means you are healing. You're getting better.
Exactly. So you could say, well, Sandy, although she was sick for a while, she recovered from her health illness or from her illness after her treatment.
And of course, if something happens to you, maybe you get sick, maybe you're tired, maybe you need some time to recover. Well, it's time right now for us to take a closer look at something from the first section, the little phrase, one of the, with Liz right now.
Hello there, friends. My name is Liz, and let's have a closer look at this sentence. In 2013, one of the strongest typhoons ever recorded hit the Philippines. In this sentence, we have two things going on. Part one, a typhoon hit in 2013. Part two, it was one of the strongest ever recorded. Now, please notice the pattern of today's sentence. One of the something plus ever plus verb one. Plus verb 2. This pattern is a good one to use when you want to explain what something did and also include a description of that thing being the most whatever. For example, let's say there's a student who went to the national competition, and this student is one of the sharpest students the school has ever had. So we can say, one of the sharpest students ever to represent school went to the national competition. Or let's say there's a movie that's one of the best ever made by a certain director. This movie actually didn't do well at the box office when it first came out. So we can say one of the best movies ever made by the director was actually a box office failure when it first came out. And that's it for now. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Now, we've already talked about the problem of natural disasters. Now we want to take a look at water and sanitation. But before we actually learn about the water and sanitation, we want to talk about these two words, sanitary versus unsanitary. If something is sanitary, that just means that it's very clean. Now, if something is unsanitary, what do you think that means?
That means it's not clean, or at least that it's not healthy for you, okay? So there are certain restaurants that are very sanitary, and then there are some other restaurants where you walk in and you can just kind of tell it's a little bit dirty. Maybe they are not very sanitary. Of course, you want to have high standards of sanitation, okay, wherever you go. So what's one sanitary thing to do? Well, that is wash your hands after you go to the bathroom. That is a sanitary thing to do.
That is a very good thing to do. So make sure you wash your hands. Well, let's jump into the next paragraph. We read, many people around the world have neither clean water to use in their homes nor proper toilets. Now, for many of this might seem like a foreign thing because we do have proper toilets and sinks to wash our hands.
Exactly. But plans found that at least 1.2 million children 5 years old and younger die from diseases related to poor sanitation every year. That is a lot of kids just because something is not sanitary enough. I'm glad that plan is making a difference. Well, right now it's time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit.
I'm a child that lives in poverty.
About half the world's children do.
I'm always hungry, and I'm condemned to a life of hard work.
That's so sad.
Common treatable diseases can kill me because I don't have any medicine.
Yes, poverty can be hard on your well-being.
Yeah.
But I'm here from Plan International.
Plan?
Yes. Our plan is to protect and serve children.
Really?
Yes. We will continue to fix problems caused by poverty.
Why are you helping me?
We believe children have a right to a healthy life.
Will you help me fight disease?
Yes, and boost your nutrition.
Thank you.
We'll also provide an education for you.
That will enable me to reach my full potential.
We will strive to eliminate discrimination and teach children their rights.
Thank you.
And we're training communities for natural disasters.
So they won't be caught off guard.
Exactly. And we're also working to improve sanitation.
You mean running water and toilets?
Yes! Plan International wants to help you.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
We're talking about Plan International and what they are doing around the world to help children in poverty. In 2013, Plan trained over 67,500 education workers and built and repaired 2,741 schools. The organization works to provide education for kids 8 and under. In addition, they are striving to make classrooms equal for both genders, to get rid of discrimination, and teach children their rights. We probably all remember that one of the strongest typhoons ever recorded hit the Philippines in 2013. Lots of communities were destroyed because they were caught off guard. Some communities, however, had been trained by Plan and were alerted by cell phone and could evacuate quickly, so they suffered fewer casualties and recovered more quickly. And they helped neighboring communities as well. Did you know that 1.2 million children 5 years old and younger die from diseases due to poor sanitation? Well, Plan is working to create new water sources, build proper toilets, and provide education and sanitation to these areas. Saving lives, a worthy cause.
Thank you, Linda. Well, today we have learned all kinds of wonderful words and phrases that will help to make your English even better.
And of course, we hope that you can reread this lesson about Plan International. We hope you understand it even better. And we'll see you next month in May right here at Studio Classroom.